Okay, so you know how much I love those personality
Oh,
quizzes.
absolutely. Those sims are everywhere.
Right. But the Spiritual Seek always has those that make you think a little more deeply.
Yeah.
So this one that I found is all about superficiality,
Oh, interesting.
which I don't think we talk about
Yeah,
enough.
it's not really something that people like to think about or admit to.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating because it makes you kind of look inward at yourself and be like, well, am I superficial?
For sure.
So that's what we're going to do today.
Okay.
We're going to do a deep dive into the Spiritual Seek's little quiz on superficiality.
Sounds good.
All right, so the first statement is first impressions are crucial. What do you think?
Well, I think in some cases, first impressions can be very important,
Right.
but I also think, you can't always judge a book by its cover.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Like, I know I've definitely been wrong about people before.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of psychology behind that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's that idea of the halo effect, where if someone has one good quality, like let's say they're very attractive,
Right.
we often assume that they have other good qualities too, like they're intelligent or
Right.
kind.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like we're kind of blinded by that one positive trait.
Right. And I guess the opposite is true too.
Oh, absolutely.
If you see something negative right off the bat, it's all
Exactly.
you can focus on.
Yeah, it can really color our whole perception of a person.
So how do we stop doing that?
I mean, it's tough, right? Because we're kind of wired to make these snap judgments.
Right.
But I think the most important thing is just to be aware of it.
Okay.
Once we know that these biases exist, we can start to question our own assumptions.
Okay, so be more mindful. Don't just
Exactly.
assume you know everything about someone right away.
Yeah, and try to be open to the idea that your first impression could be wrong.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, statement number two is the world is beautiful, live life.
I mean, that's a great sentiment, right?
Right, super optimistic.
Yeah, but I think it's also important to think about what it actually means to live life.
What do you mean by that?
Well, is it just about having fun and experiencing pleasure?
Okay.
Or is there more to it than that?
Right, yeah.
I think sometimes this kind of statement can reflect a kind of superficial optimism,
Oh, interesting.
where we only focus on the good things and ignore the bad.
Like almost a rose-colored glasses type of smile.
Exactly. And
Oh.
that can be problematic because life isn't always beautiful.
Right. They're definitely hard times.
Yeah. And if we're not prepared to deal with those hard times, they can really hit us hard.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to statement number three. I always try to look impeccable.
Okay.
So this one, I'm kind of like, ooh, I like to look nice. But I don't know if that necessarily means I'm superficial.
Right, and I don't think it does. I think it really comes down to why it's important to you to look impeccable. Are you doing it for yourself to feel confident and express your personal style?
Yeah.
Or are you doing it to impress other people?
Right, that's a good distinction.
Yeah,
Okay,
okay.
so it's not so much about how you look, but about the motivation behind it.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, statement number four is looking back on the past is pointless.
That's an interesting one.
Right, because part of me is like, yeah, what's done is done, let's just move on.
Right.
But then there's the other part of me that's like, but don't you learn from your mistakes?
Exactly. And I think that's the key here.
Okay.
It's not about dwelling on the past or letting it define you, but it's also not about completely ignoring it.
Okay.
We can learn so much from our past experiences, both good and bad.
All right. So there's a balance.
Yeah, it's about finding that balance between acknowledging the past and not letting it hold you back.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Statement number five is how boring philosophical speeches by intellectuals.
Huh.
And I'm kind of like, ooh, sometimes I feel that way too.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes those conversations can be pretty dense,
Right.
but I think if someone completely dismisses all intellectual pursuits, it might be a sign that they prefer to stay on the surface level of things.
Oh, interesting.
They might not be comfortable with complexity or with challenging their own beliefs.
I see.
So I think it's important to be open to those deeper conversations, even if they're not always easy.
Right, even if they make your brain hurt a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay, and finally, statement number six. Reading bores me, especially when it involves books.
Ooh, that's a tough one in today's world.
Right. I feel like we're constantly bombarded with information.
Yes, absolutely.
And our attention spans are so short.
Yeah, it's hard to sit down and focus on a book.
Right. But we all know that reading is good for you.
Oh, yeah, there are so many benefits.
It expands your
It
knowledge,
improves your vocabulary.
makes you more empathetic.
It can even help you relax and
Oh,
de-stress.
yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I think it's important to make time for reading, even if it's just a little bit each day.
Okay, so we've gone through all six statements from the Spiritual Seek,
We have.
and I think they all touch on different aspects of superficiality.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to remember is that this isn't about judging ourselves or others,
Right.
it's about self-awareness.
Yeah, just understanding our own tendencies.
Exactly.
So I want you to think about these statements.
Okay.
Which ones resonated with you?
Yeah.
Which ones made you think a little bit deeper?
It's all about that self-reflection.
Right, because once you understand your own tendencies, you can start to make more conscious choices in
Absolutely.
your relationships, in your work, in how you see the world.
It can really change your whole perspective.
And that's what the Spiritual Seek is all about, right?
So,
Just helping us to dig a little deeper.
yeah, to become more mindful and intentional in our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into superficiality.
It was.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic from the Spiritual Seek.
Can't wait.
Until then, keep seeking and keep exploring.
Sounds good.
And maybe pick up a book.
Yeah.
See you next time.